Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. I'm going to make a liar out of Mike Hawk.
Damn
who said, I'll tell you about an hour from now. Mike, I'm going to tell him about him right now. The person in question is Mr. Daniel Wright of somewhere in Utah. That is who, in fact, we are toasting. Now, we all know the stereotype that cops love donuts. No offense. Who the hell doesn't?
Fair.
I mean,
right?
I'm
donuts
not a cop.
Are awesome.
I love donuts too, but if you are a cop and you do like donuts, it doesn't mean that you can steal them. So in Utah, here's our friend Daniel who just rolls into the 7-Eleven, grabs himself a donut out of their little display case, and then walks out. Well, obviously the cashier's not happy about this, so the cashier calls the cops to report that a cop just came in and stole a donut. In fact, he said it has to be a sheriff's deputy. That's what was printed on his jacket. Well, a couple of things unfolded as a result of this. When the cops showed up to take the report, they realized that this guy, Daniel, he's not actually a real cop. He simply dressed up as a cop because he believed, if you are a cop, that you can just steal stuff if you happen to enjoy eating it. Well, police checked the security footage, and they managed to track him down because they noticed he was driving a white Ford pickup. And they realized that the pickup was parked at a nearby motel. So when they went there to arrest him, they ended up arresting him along with the woman that he was with because it turned out that the white truck that the fake cop was driving had also been stolen. And then they linked this same guy to another guy that they'd arrested earlier in the day, but that guy had been tried to hide from the cops by burying himself in cow poop. Now they both face charges for burglary and racketeering, and Daniel's facing additional charges for impersonating an officer and theft of one donut.
One donut. Now, next thing you know, you're
not even a cop.
You're buried in poop.
And then when the cops look for you, they find out the truck you got away with is stolen, and you're linked to the guy that hid in poop.
Yeah, and like,
for a donut. This happened. Keep in mind, this all happened because you stole a donut.
Hey, you're at 7-Eleven. Is that donut like a dollar?
Maybe. Maybe.
And like, I think, I don't know, whatever, I'm just saying, if there's a place the cops go, like, they probably have an agreement with the establishment.
Sure.
They don't just walk into random places and
you
grab donuts.
Just take a donut. But
yeah.
Here would be my thought. Ted, we're in a stolen vehicle, we're standing in this motel. Please, please don't steal a donut from 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Because if you get caught, all of this crap comes down. Anyway.
Which I feel like is a fair warning.
It really is. Like, we're in a stolen vehicle, don't steal a donut, it's not worth it. In the meantime, let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Travis. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, Ted.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, Travis, you understand how this here game works?
I do. I've been listening since the first show.
Well, excellent, and thank you. So you already know that you have the choice of the wonderful world of drugs. Bite
we're
me.
Going drugs.
We're doing drugs?
Drugs it is.
Yeah, we're going drugs. Nice going work once in a while.
Oh, thank you, Huey Lewis. By the way, if you have not heard the Huey Lewis Metallica mashup, do yourself a favor.
You might hear it Friday.
Oh, yeah, not a bad idea. All right, here is your story. A recovering drug addict has been described as completely bizarre and ridiculous after his multiple failed attempts to steal cars while high and holding his pet chihuahua. Multiple residents of a housing estate in Dublin described how Thomas Donahue threatened them with violence and tried to steal various cars the whole time while holding his dog. Now, he did plead guilty to 12 charges, including burglary, attempted robbery, criminal damage of a car, unlawful use of a car, threatening to injure a number of people, and assaulting a security guard. Now, his defense lawyer, he said that he was out walking the family dog near his home when an acquaintance asked him to drive a car to the next town over for a vehicle inspection. But as Donahue was driving, and by the way, his license has been suspended, but while he was driving, he decided that he is suddenly suspicious because the car was only 3 years old. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but as he was driving his friend's car, he then clipped the wheel of a car in the roundabout, rupturing the tire. He managed to pull over inside of an apartment complex where he crashed into two other cars. The residents said that they were shocked and terrified as he approached them one after the other, trying to take their cars from them. One woman said that Donahue told her to, quote, give me your keys or I'll shoot you, and she panicked. A neighbor said she saw her struggling with Donahue and started screaming for him to get away. He then turned to that neighbor and told him that he had AIDS and that he would stab him with a needle. The court heard that at all times, he still had the chihuahua in his arms. He ended up pushing past some residents who'd opened their front doors. He's still trying to steal their cars. Eventually, police were able to get a hold of him and place him under arrest. He apologized when he was in court and said, look, I was on drugs when I did this. I want to apologize. The question is, what was the drug he was on? Was he on PCP, bath salts, flaca, or crack? So BC
crack.
Saying crack.
Where was it at again?
England.
Dublin. Dublin,
oh, Ireland.
Dublin,
Ireland.
It's Ireland.
Yeah, I'm going crack.
I'm going to go flaca. I don't know anything about Ireland and the drug scene. I'm just going to take a random guess here.
I feel like the only time I heard of that flaca drug was like in Central or South America, though, or like Miami. What were the choices? Crack?
PCP, bath salts, flaca, or crack?
I mean, I could see crack in Dublin. Haven't been there.
Okay.
I haven't been, but I could
it
see
had, it had red hair coming out of it.
I think I'm going to go bath salts.
Bath salts.
Those seem to travel internationally, and they're okay. Different everywhere you go.
And, Travis, you're going to stick with crack, correct?
No, I'm sticking with crack, man.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to find out what this guy was on. PCP, bath salts, flaca, or crack next.
That was a tease.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Subject is drugs on profile. This we got a guy who's a drug addict, used to steal cars while holding his pet chihuahua, which is kind of a nice image. I would think it, you know, I don't know, just brings down the severity of the situation.
The chihuahua, yeah.
Either way, he offered to take his neighbor's car to get it repaired, and he ended up crashing into a bunch of cars. And each time he crashed into a car, he actually tried to steal that person's car.
Sure, why not? I mean, he's there.
So question is, what is this guy on? PCP, bath salts, salts, flaca, or crack?
And that is the question that we posed to you, Travis. Now let's start with Miles Montgomery. You said flaca.
Flaca, flaca, flame.
Oh, sorry. It is not the old whacka flaca. V. Ted Smith, you went with bath salts.
Bath salts.
Because semen was not an option.
Oh, no.
And finally, Travis, you went with crack.
Yes.
There you go. Ah, nice work. Crack in Ireland. Very good.
Didn't know.
Yeah. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah!
Getting after it.
Yeah. I have a joke, but I can't say it. So we'll get in trouble.
Ah, that means it's funny.
Yeah, just go, right. Just what you said before that and our friend's tweet.
Will we get a day off?
I gotcha.
Will we get a day off?
Well, I'll get a lot of time off.
If you go down,
unpaid.
I'll go down.
Right. This segment's about to get it. All right. Your choices are Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
Okay, Jimmy Fallon on the list.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Kimmel.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's it. It's right there for you. The title of these guys have teams of professional writers and help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Nissan has developed a new concept van intended to serve as a mobile office. It comes with a bumper sticker that says, I didn't get custody.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah, Seth.
Jimmy Fallon.
Wow. Hey, check this out. I saw that Nissan has designed a new concept van intended to serve as a mobile office. Yeah. And this is cool. It comes with a bumper sticker that says, I didn't get custody.
Hey, Miles, do you know what stepdads and Tennessee football have in common?
No.
McDonald's.
Jesus.
Sorry, I shouldn't say stepdad. Sorry, stepdads. Estranged dad.
Estranged dad.
Estranged?
Estranged.
Man, that got really personal. Sorry. There's movies about people trading kids at McDonald's.
I know.
From wife to
sure,
husband.
Sure, sure.
She wanted to do it at Chili's, but I wasn't spending that much money.
Hell no.
Damn. You're getting
I'm never doing McDonald's.
All right, Southwest egg rolls. Why don't you get a 6-piece? My Pillow CEO, Mike Lindell, said in an interview that retailers like Kohl's and Bed Bath & Beyond are removing his company's products from their stores. So, if you're looking for one, check on the floor at a TJ Maxx near you.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
My Pillow CEO, Mike, in an interview that retailers Kohl's and Bed Bath & Beyond are removing his company's products from their stores. So if you're still looking for one, check the floor on a TJ Maxx near you.
Sad news if you're a Mets fan out of Queens. The New York Mets have fired their general manager on Tuesday after he acknowledged sending explicit images via text message to a female reporter and for also being the GM of the Mets.
Fallon. It's either Seth Meyers or Ted.
We'll make a choice.
Ted Smith.
Yeah, that's yes. Me. I was hoping you might go Kimmel's. I think he's actually a Mets fan.
Yeah, I think he is, yeah.
Right, because he grew up in New York and then, or for a little bit as a kid, then went to Vegas.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
A woman had one of Gwyneth Paltrow's This Smells Like My Vagina candles, but it exploded and burst into flames in her home. But don't worry, Elton John is raising money for the woman by his new hit single, Exploding Vagina Candle in the Wind.
Fallon or Myers? I'm going to go Fallon. Kimmel.
Fallon.
A woman had one of Gwyneth Paltrow's This Smells Like My Vagina candles, but it exploded and burst into flames in her home. No, don't worry. Elton John is raising money for the woman with his new single, Exploding Vagina Candle in the Wind.
For those of you that don't get the reference, after Princess Diana died,
mm-hmm.
He re-released Candle in the Wind and changed like a couple lyrics. And then I think he gave all that money to charity. But it was a monster song.
Yeah, it really was. It felt weird. I'm like, you've already done the song. It wasn't about her. But like, I could change the field lyrics here. And now it's about Princess Di.
Yeah, like Diana, like, obviously I'm a fan of her children. Enjoy Harry and Meghan. But yeah, that.
Harry and. Oh, you mean the couple, Harry and Meghan?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were saying that the two siblings married and their brother and sister.
Right.
I enjoy the children, Harry and Meghan.
What? Well, I enjoy, right, I'm a fan of her children, and that's just the couple I like because I watched their wedding. But I missed all the Princess Diana stuff, right? Because she died, what, late 80s, early 90s?
I was in a bar when it happened. It was like midnight. So it was like, for whatever reason, I remember when it just came on. It was like 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and everybody was like, whoa.
I was in a bar.
Yeah.
Did I talk about this yesterday about Operation Odessa? All right.
You talked to us. I don't know if
right,
you talked about it.
I think
it
I forgot
air.
To bring it up during the segment. So I watched this movie on Netflix. Very good. Miles, you'll like it. It's about 90 minutes.
Okay. Perfect.
Up our alley. I will tell you this. It involves the Russian mob, mm-hmm. the Cali cartel.
All right.
a boat and car salesman from Miami, and Vanilla Ice.
Ooh,
I just
got it, everything.
And at one point, they're trying to buy a submarine in Russia.
Okay,
I'm telling you, dude. Like, the story is wild. It's a true story. How all these characters come together is unbelievable. But it is a really good watch, and you just, yeah, like, you kind of forget when the Soviet Union went down. I mean, everything that was there was for sale.
Right? Oh, yeah.
And the amount of, like, craziness and stuff, just trust me, if you have any interest in any of that stuff, just watch it. Actually, I'd like to take credit, but I got the recommendation from my brother.
Okay.
He's like, you got to watch this. I was like, man, this is insane. But, yeah, very good movie there on the Netflix. Let's see. All right, so Bachelor and Bachelorette often aren't very effective, right?
You don't say.
Like, there's like one or two couples that stuck it out. One of those couples I know lives in this area, right? Like, over on the east side.
Okay.
Right? Because I think the female of that couple, I think she's in our business now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Who are you?
So, this Claire Crawley girl, she was the star of season 16 of The Bachelorette, just finished airing, right? Now, she was the one. You're going to like it. I know you guys don't care for the show, but trust me, I'm getting there. So she basically shocked the viewers. After a few episodes, she said she's leaving. She's already found the one, a guy named Dale. I watched King of the Hill. You made a bad choice with a guy named Dale.
Dale, yeah.
Right? I mean, I don't know. Is there a good Dale? Maybe Dale Earnhardt. People loved him.
I met an Australian dude named Dale, even though they said Dial. He was cool. I liked him.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Dale's just one of those names. Why don't you run home and get Chip, okay, Dale? Apparently, I'm going to start fights with Dales.
I know. It seems that way. I don't like your name.
Dale Moss. How's your cousin Randy? Anyhow, so third episode of her season, she gets rid of the other 17 candidates because her and Dale got engaged.
And that's, I mean, the show runs, what, 12 episodes? So, like, she cut it off way early, right?
Is it only 12?
Well, I don't know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right. 12 weeks.
Whatever it is, but, I mean, the show's supposed to keep going.
That's right, the
she
idea.
Just like, called
she,
it.
She right? just called it and was okay, like, right. Dale is the one. And I'm gonna hook up with Dale. We got engaged, blah, blah, blah. So then the season was taken over by Tasha?
Tasha.
What's that?
Tasha.
Tasha Adams. Well, this will shock you. Claire and Dale already done. They split last weekend. Dale said, quote, "This was the healthiest decision for both of us at the time. Sources say they had different lifestyles. Dale wanted to keep partying and hooking up with random girls." Now,
yeah, but you're, like you see it, right?
Right. So here's the deal: you're on this fantasy world where you're living in a mansion. Everything's paid for. You're drinking champagne. All you got to do is beat out the other hunky dudes in the room.
Right.
Right. And then you're like, "All right, I'm Dale. Let's go, Claire." And then she's like, "Hey, by the way, we're moving to Sacramento to settle down and have kids and be near my mom."
Oh,
wow. Oh,
hey. Right.
Whoa.
Hey,
right.
Hey,
Dale couldn't get that ripcord quick enough.
Right.
And I'm out.
Right.
He didn't even grab a parachute.
I mean,
he jumped
out of the
plane.
I tried to paraphrase it and joking that he wanted to hang out and get drunk and hang out with chicks, but literally, he wants to remain in a lively city, have fun, and focus on his career.
Yes, he does.
Not the
good-looking guy on television in L.A.
Miles, you won't believe this. There's crazy rumors now that Dale might have done the show just for some fame.
No. My God, man.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say.
But let's go back to Claire, all right? She's on TV searching for love. This is how many times now? So she was on The Bachelor.
All right.
Two separate seasons of Bachelor in Paradise and a season of Bachelor Winter Games.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, I know the shows.
I love a dude who can toboggan.
I know the shows don't do that well in keeping couples together, but, like, Claire, just give it up.
Well, at this point, you're just on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And deep down, you got your wish, which is to be on TV, and they keep casting you.
Right, and I brought this up years ago, but I saw Dr. Drew on. Remember when Tom Green was doing a show on, what was that, Access TV?
Yeah.
Right? So it was a super good show. Like, I love Tom Green. He's a great interviewer. He's a great interviewer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, when we first had him on to the last time we've had him on, he's always been very friendly. And like,
dude rolled in and gave out his phone number on the air, and his phone just blew up through the entire interview. He's like, "This is my phone number."
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Tom Green, like, he's one of the few people you'll meet where, like, he's pretty much exactly what you get.
Yes.
I put Bert Kreischer up there, too.
Sure.
I hung out with Bert once, and I was like, yeah, this is the dude, right? Kreischer a little crazier than Tom Green, I will say.
Okay.
So he had Jesus, sorry, I lost my thoughts. I started thinking about drinking vodka with Kreischer.
Yeah, like, did he take off his clothes?
Yeah, during the show.
All right.
Yeah. And then we did a podcast with him afterwards, and I think my quote was, "This tequila tastes weird." And he's like, "Because it's vodka."
Oh, yeah.
It was late in the night. But Tom Green had on Dr. Drew. So they were asking, he was asking Dr. Drew about, you deal with a lot of celebrities, and this was right after he'd done the celebrity like rehab and this and that. But he was just saying a lot of the people on the Bachelor and Bachelorette or any of the hookup reality shows just have the toughest time, because you could take a strung out musician, right? And, you know, you need to get off drugs or whatever, but at least I can throw you in a studio and you can go do something.
Sure.
Right? You have an athlete that's fell on hard times, like, right? Like, I could take Jose Canseco to the batting cage and he'll find something that he grew up doing it right. But like, when you're just kind of famous for being hot and you're not a model, mm-hmm. like it's tough on those people. And then it's
you gotta go back to doing whatever it said on your bio you were before you got here.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just like, I get the desire to be on those shows, and like, if you want to have me on The Bachelor, have at it. You know, weird season. That's what they should do.
Yeah.
The disappointment on the women's faces when they walk in. What?
Well, I tell you what, that series would be a lot more realistic now.
I know.
Yes.
I think the women are going to have to kind of change a little bit. Yeah, Claire's not getting the call up.
Right. Maybe instead of giving him a rose, you give him like a giant bud.
You know? Ooh, it's not a bad call.
Just change the game.
You know yeah. what I mean? Actually, you
or
know
like,
me.
Or like,
I'd hand out Miller Lights.
Or give her like an Arby's roast beef sandwich.
It's like, oh, here, you get a Miller Light. You get to hang out for another day.
And a bacon cheddar.
Right. But that's not a bad call.
Right.
Right. It's the rose ceremony. It's like, oh, Ted gave me a joint.
And some Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Oh, man. He loves me. He loves me. He knows everything about me.
He shared his Polynesian sauce.
That's a big deal.
I know.
God, I love that Polynesian sauce. A lot of reunions and remakes going on.
For sure, man. God.
How would you guys feel about a Brat Pack reunion?
I think it would be, it has the potential to be very good based on the fact that think about it this way. Cobra Kai. If it's done in that type of form.
Sure.
When you have all these guys that have been doing, mm-hmm. and you can bring those characters in and out. They all don't have to do a full season. They can just be contributing characters.
So Brat Pack was what? Anthony Michael
Ralph
Hall.
Ralph Macchio.
He wasn't part of the Brat Pack.
Well, if you look at the original,
he kind of counts a little bit.
Okay, because I have like Molly Ringwald,
Emilio Estevez,
Emilio, Anthony Michael Hall, Molly Ringwald, Ali Sheedon, Andrew McCarthy, Demi Moore. That you forget.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But there's some outliers like Charlie
James
Sheen.
Spader.
He's not on my list.
Okay.
Thomas Howell, Thomas Howell,
right. C. Thomas Howell, yeah.
Matt Dillon, Robert Downey Jr., Charlie Sheen.
Okay.
So, but Rob Lowe brought it up. By the way, we all love Rob Lowe. I watched Tommy Boy over this past weekend. Don't forget, Rob Lowe can be a real D when he wants to.
Yeah.
But yeah, Miles, I'm with you. If you had asked me this a year ago, I would have been like, that sounds stupid. But after Cobra Kai, I'm like, screw it.
That'd be a great Halloween costume. You go as Tom, and you just walk around howling everywhere.
Yeah.
What are you?
See Thomas Howell? Yeah. Well done.
See, Thomas Howe also in one of, I believe, isn't he in one of the best Tom Cruise movies, Taps?
He was.
Yeah.
I love that movie, man.
I know. I have a soft spot in my heart for C. Thomas Howe. Also, one of the most racist movies of all time. Mm-hmm.
What, Taps?
Soul Man.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's true.
If you made that now, people would be like, you did what now?
But I think people have an affinity. People do have a recent affinity for that nostalgia in that era.
Sure, absolutely.
So, like, I don't know how they would do it, but if you did it in the Cobra Kai way and you did it right,
well,
I'm
and
watch.
Cobra Kai does it so well, because like, I was talking to Migs on the Megacast today. Like, his wife's never even seen Karate Kid, but she really likes Cobra Kai.
So it's, now she's going to watch Karate
watch.
Kid.
No, I don't know about that, but
well,
she's watching the show that's on now. That's all you right. care. I'm just saying, like, if you do it well enough, like they did, mm-hmm. then it doesn't matter. You don't have to know the backstory,
right?
You could just jump in and be like, "All right, cool." So for the Brat Pack, it'd be the same kind of thing. Like, mm-hmm. you couldn't remake just one movie, but sure, you could have them moving in and out.
I think the only member of the original Outsiders is not around. Is Patrick Swayze?
Oh God, yeah,
Jesus. So yeah. Everybody else is still there.
From The Outsiders. Yeah, I forget that counts as a Brat Pack movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ralph
Macchio. Josh Brolin be involved in it?
Man, I don't know.
He was too young, wasn't he?
What? Because he was like the big brother in Goonies. You know, you forget because he's such a tough-ass dude now, and he's Thanos and all this crap. But, like, right, he was a child actor.
You know what? They might be making the greatest movie of all time.
What's that? Oh, you mean saying just all these people?
Right, because I'm not even...
You're excited now, aren't you?
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I always just think about, like, the Breakfast Club
sure.
and 16 Candles. But you're right. The Outsiders has everybody in it.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you got to watch The Outsiders one day. Actually, it's a book, but you'd really like the movie as well.
And somebody points out here, the rebooting Walker, Texas Ranger. What the F? Mike went to the preview today. Just looked at the pictures taking over for Chuck Norris. I already hate it.
Jared Padalecki from Supernatural.
Okay.
Ooh.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Man poses a cop, so he goes and steals a donut from a Utah 7-Eleven. Meanwhile, a teacher says she didn't have sex with students, saying she's too short to do it that way with Kevin. Authorities tell tennis players quarantining in Australian Open to stop feeding the mice. A couple walk into gym maskless and cough on people and equipment, which is not nice. And a couple takes a ride on the Myrtle Beach Skywheel and shoot a porn. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, we covered it a little bit earlier today, but it's our top story. Officers in Utah arrested a man for stealing a donut. They got a call from the local 7-Eleven saying the man dressed in a sheriff's deputy jacket had stolen a donut from the store. The man was caught on surveillance footage taking off in a white truck that was later determined to be stolen. And after finding him at a local hotel, he was arrested and charged for a string of offenses.
A whole bunch of stuff.
In other news, the internet in all its glory is back to its usual antics. A video posted on Twitter originates from Russia and brilliantly shows why showing off is a bad idea. The video shows a young man standing out on a frozen lake while someone in the background drives a Nissan 350Z into a lovely burned-out donut. Again, it's important to mention that this was all done out on a frozen lake. So as the donut ring heated up from the spinning tires, the ice melted and broke, sending the car slowly sinking into the water below.
It's a great video.
It's phenomenal. If you've got, honestly, if you got 2 minutes, take a look at it. It's great. It is,
that car just sinks.
Yeah. It does. First it breaks and kind of just to the side, and then it kind of gives that little Titanic slow fade into the ocean.
It really is. It's like a cartoon.
See the little driver just crawling out of it and running away. Over in Myrtle Beach, a couple have been arrested for making some home movies. The pair were seen riding the gondola for the local Skywheel and engaged in sexual activity inside. Later, they were seen getting it on nearby vending machine and by the community pool. All the incidents were recorded by both the people involved and uploaded to an internet porn site.
Are you not surprised as me that all these things are open?
Yeah, no,
the hell with having sex.
It's South Carolina.
I know, but it's still just shocking to me. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so far off from what we know here.
Right.
It's like, the hell with them having sex. It's just like, how's this thing operation?
Right.
Like, how did you buy a ticket and get on? Because they're not cleaning in between people's using
it. Well, they're cleaning it now.
Is it open or do they just bust into the place?
No, it's South Carolina. South Carolina didn't basically have a shutdown.
And they went
shutdown.
To a community pool. I mean, right. Like, you know, I mean, like, kind of life they live.
Mm-hmm.
Very fun one. You can see it on video.
Apparently not a very safe one.
A couple in Vancouver faced charges after poor conduct inside of a gym. Officers were flagged down by the gym's owner, saying that there were two people inside that were not members that were harassing people. The pair claimed that the people inside the gym were staring at them, so they responded by fake coughing in their general direction. It's also worth noting that the couple were not wearing masks the entire time that they were in the gym, which may have explained the stares as well as the response. Nevertheless, they were removed from the gym and cited.
Dude's 60. His girlfriend's 23. They're probably wondering, why is granddad kissing his granddaughter on the mouth with tongue?
That's why they were staring at you.
Exactly.
Right. They're staring at you because that didn't look right to them.
The broad thing, how much money do you think that guy has?
Exactly.
That's fair. Obviously not enough to buy a mask while you're in the gym.
Right.
Way to go, man. The fake coughing thing. Is it really worth it? Are we really going to go there?
You got to get busted. It happens every time.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that is it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time. The head chef is back. Ted's meat and potatoes. And once again, we will play the game known as Big Dummy.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.